This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Yokohama Avid Ascend LX. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Man Cave.
Man Cave.
Yo, that's Covino. I'm Rich. Welcome to the show, filling in for the great Dan Patrick.
And this hour brought to you by Tire Rack. TireRack.com, the official tire expert and retailer of the Dan Patrick Show. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. Try the tire decision guide. See the full line of Goodyear tires. Goodyear.
It was the worst.
Special offers, free road hazard protection, and mobile tire installation. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Great Naked Gun reference.
Thanks.
All right, let's go right back to your feedback. And then I have a question about you staying active as an adult versus your kids being active when it comes to sports.
Okay.
And, of course, I do want to talk a little bit about the Sacramento A's.
And remember, stop overpromising. We still have Shaq Diesel NBA trivia giving away prizes this hour. So if you want to play along, be dialing at 877-99 on Fox. Hit us up at Covino and Rich. My prediction before the next eclipse.
Pain.
Like I said, shorter schedule in the MLB, obviously.
I don't think so. I think baseball will never give up that revenue because it makes sense. If you told me...
I didn't say anything drastic, but I think it's shorter. Look, they've already sped up the game. It works. Shorter seasons keeps people interested. We don't have the attention spans. We know this.
I love what you're saying.
And I think they make an adjustment because starting pitchers more than ever will go like 5 1/3, not get the win. Some jabroni comes in for 2 outs. He gets the W. That's got to change, too. And I think they accept steroids again. Like, there's another steroid
they
era.
It?
Yeah, there's another like steroid era.
Oh,
because you've seen Adolis Garcia, right? You've seen him. The guy's jacked. We talked about this yesterday. I think people just start turning a blind eye. They just want to see bombs again.
Oh, I'm gonna tell him you said that. I want to hear what Danny had. I have a few more written down. What you got, Danny?
Got one last one, and this is something we pushed for a couple months ago. The Super Bowl, it's going to be a national holiday by the time we get to 2045.
It sort of goes with my theory of if they expand the schedule by even one more week.
And they will.
It'll line up with...
They're not going to take all these precautionary measures to change the game without adding more games. We made it safer. Here you go.
Yeah. If they add one game, then it pushes it back to, I believe,
Memorial Day weekend?
No, Martin Luther King. What is the holiday that's in the fair?
I thought it was... Yeah, we'll double check on that.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is.
We're not good with math or calendars.
Yeah, my calendar, you know what it's filled with? Kids stuff. Kids birthday parties, kids sports games. I'm living that life. But the holiday is President's Day. That's what it is. President's Day. If they push the Super Bowl back 1 week, it will be on a Sunday. That will be followed by a Monday holiday. I got robot umpires.
Mm-hmm.
I got... From Chris, who hit us up on the East Coast.
Did you see the meme that Angel Hernandez even missed the eclipse yesterday?
Damn it.
That guy misses everything.
I saw.
Oh, that's funny.
I saw our buddy.
Well, did you see that clip this week where the dude on the Blue Jays, he steps off the rubber
And then like quick pitches.
Then quick pitches, and they call strike three on Gleyber Torres.
Yeah, it was
that guy's the weakest.
Terrible call.
So, of course, you're going to get robot umpires. Guys like that.
I think Angel Hernandez is MLB's way of just trolling all of us.
Has to be.
Has to be, right? Two more quickies. Because the NBA went from a couple sharpshooters to everyone just tossing up three-pointers, I saw one of those, you know, like a spray chart.
Yeah, I saw it.
And it was,
it says the game has officially changed.
It was 2004 versus 2024, and it was like, yo, every shot's either right in the paint or behind the three-point line.
Yeah, I saw it.
There's no mid-range jumpers anymore. I have a buddy that hit us up, and he said, would you be shocked if the NBA added a four-point shot? Not quite half court, but a further back, like we're talking like a Caitlin Clark, Steph Curry type of shot. Almost a mid-quarter.
I could. As our good pal Gary V says, innovate or die. And I think that
what about
you could experiment with things like that, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
What about, you know, based on the hype of Caitlin Clark, it could be baseball or basketball. You know, not a high impact sport like hockey or, you know, football. But are we going to see our first woman fully participate in a men's sport? Like maybe a, you know, it could be football if it's a field goal kicker. What if it's an NBA team that takes a chance on an Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark?
I don't know. 20 years?
20
yeah.
years?
You know, Rich, I thought you were going to go down this avenue with the NBA. They're already talking about having a NBA overseas, right?
Just, you know, that's not crazy either. You're right. As the game expands,
I think that hurts America's NBA.
Look at all the international stars. Back, Joel, when we were younger men and the Dream Team just crushed everyone, that playing field leveled real quick in the last 30 years. And you can thank Michael Jordan and Larry Bird and Magic Johnson and those guys for introducing the game globally. And now all your stars, Giannis, Luka, the Joker, all these international stars. Hey, I wouldn't be surprised if the NBA, like I said about the NFL, just expanding globally.
Any other predictions? What happens now in life and in sports between now and 2045, the next eclipse?
Oh, on a personal note, do you think any of your teams will win a championship, Danny? You think? Yeah, I know the Lakers are always sort of in the mix because they're the Lakers. You think the Raiders? You think the Raiders? Joe, you think the Lions? Like,
well,
do you think your team wins?
Speaking of the Lions, the Raiders have a coach similar to the Lions coach now, so I'd like to think both the Lions and the Raiders are pushed to Super Bowls by some really nice blue-collar coaches.
Thanks for taking us with you.
20-plus years, Joel, the Lions finally win one for you, or what?
He's taking us with him as the Raiders rise. I say the Lions get to the Super Bowl this year.
What do you think, Camino? You're a diehard Yankees fan more than anyone I know. You watch all 162 games. Are they going to return to glory?
They're so due. You know, they haven't won since 2009. Absolutely, yeah.
Definitely. How many World Series does Shohei Ohtani lead the Dodgers to?
Yeah, because how can the Yankees win it if the Dodgers are going to be busy winning it?
Ooh, that's a good question.
That's true. We'll take your phone calls. I think Shohei definitely wins one. I do.
Parade.
Would you bet on that, Shohei style?
Would he bet on that?
Nick in upstate New York.
It wasn't
Nick,
him.
You're on with Covino and Rich. What is your prediction, man?
Hey, how you guys doing? Thanks for incorporating us.
No,
we love being a part of the show.
No problem.
So I got three.
Okay.
My nieces and nephews love flag football, and it's boys and girls. I think that's going to take over at some part. Also, we celebrate fat people in America every single day. I think sumo wrestling is going to take off.
Because we're getting grosser as a country, fast food, yes. Everyone's gross, so sumo wrestling will take effect.
No, Billy's not fat, he's training.
Seems like sumo wrestling had it one time.
That there will be no fighting in hockey, and I think that's the most definitive one.
You know, our buddy Rob hit us up in Tampa just now.
Well,
actually,
he's dead on about the flag football thing. It's already an Olympic sport. And remember, man, NFL players from Patrick Mahomes to, I believe, Tyreek Hill. Everyone was saying they want in on that. And it is growing at a rapid rate. And you see kids, you know, we're out here in Los Angeles. People love it. My only experience with flag football was gym class as a kid. It was fun as hell. So
no
I
doubt.
Could totally see that being a thing.
It's funny you would say that because Rob in Tampa hit us up with the same one. He goes, NHL, no fans want it, but if they just yanked fighting, oh, That's sort of a fun part of hockey, right? Let's go to another Nick in Irvine. What's up, bud? Covino and Rich in for DP.
Hey, guys, I'm going to give them to you real quick, and I'll take your actions off the air. UFC will have a standing eight count. If a guy gets dropped, they're going to realize that watching a guy be unconscious and then wake up and come back and win a fight is a lot better. In football, they're going to get rid of the most superfluous piece of crap thing in sports, which is the PAT. The USA will win the World Cup. The NBA will require four women on every team, one to be playing at all times. If they, however, put in a second woman who is then guarded by a man, that woman's points will be doubled scored, something like that. I'll guarantee you this. This one is 100%. Pickleball will not be as popular as it is now. Its ascendancy is due to the fact that baby boomers needed to exercise, so this is a fake sport. All the baby boomers, or a lot of them, will be dead or incapacitated by then. The greatest futurist in the last 50 years is a man named Ray Kurzweil. Everyone should check that out because that is actually important with what's going on with computers today. And also, people who use the word jabroni will be defined as themselves a jabroni.
Now, you know what? I like the last one. You know what, though? I feel like Nick made that list before we brought it up. I feel like Nick got high last night and just wrote all that down.
That was great.
Nick, I appreciate it.
He's already in the future.
Yeah, you know, great call.
You know, Nick said there'll be co-ed, like NBA. It's tough enough to get a woman to play co-ed softball.
He also, in any league. He also said USA wins a World Cup. That's a bold one.
Yeah.
But impossible? 20 years? Not impossible.
I mean, that's what...
You just said how...
4 to 5 World Cups?
Look how other countries caught up in the NBA.
Rich, is this softball league all men?
The one I'm in, but I've played in women's leagues. I played in co-ed leagues. I play in women's leagues, and I wear a wig like Ladybugs. I've played in co-ed leagues, and the determining factor of who's good is what teams do have the best women. Danny, you've played in co-ed leagues. If you have good women on your team, you dominate. If you're scrambling around every week like, hey, does someone's girlfriend or wife want to play? Your team's going to suck.
Oh, yeah. We've had teams where the women outperform the men.
The women on a co-ed team. And, you know, it sort of gets me into the next thought I just had real quick before we get to some more sports and hard-hitting feedback. When you are a really active guy, or woman, you go to the gym, you play rec basketball at the gym. I always see Jason McIntyre from Colin Show playing basketball. I'm playing softball quite a bit.
He thinks he's good.
He thinks he's good? Is he good? Well, I'll tell you this. When your kids start being really involved, do you drop playing sports yourself, or is that just a detriment to yourself, or do you just have a loaded schedule and just deal with it?
Well, that's what dad bod derives from, right? You're so invested in your kids because you're a dad. Look, if you don't have kids, you're just fat. You don't have dad bod, okay? Let's stop with that. You need kids to have or qualify as dad bod. You have less time for yourself, less time for your intramural sports or softball league because you're so invested in your kids and you're putting them first. That's why you get a little out of shape.
There's always this dad at the soccer field who sets up like a portable gym over at the... He's going to do about 5 laps. He's got some dumbbells. He's going to work out while the kid does soccer.
Multitasking. You know, because I think about this because as my kids' schedules get more complicated with Little League, T-ball, soccer, dance class, you know, my son does this gymnastics class, like a little ninja warrior thing. So every day there's something if you got kids.
Is that what he's going to be when he grows up?
American Ninja Warrior, yeah. He's 4.
He's going to be a ninja.
My thought, though, is like today, you know, you could argue our day ends early, but we have Dan Patrick in the morning again tomorrow.
Not to backtrack, but American Ninja Warrior could be like an Olympic event at that point. Like
that is true.
Those courses, because people train for that. Maybe it continue. I feel like it's not as popular as it once was. I feel like maybe it peaked, but that could be a sport in the future.
I'll tell
like
you
a
what,
legitimate, like, Olympic sport or something like that.
If you do have a little boy or girl that is super hyped up and they're a hyper kid, like, you know, my son Ben is a little hyper pants, that gymnastics ninja warrior class he takes, it's so good. I think it gets your kid mobile for sports and just gets him active and knowing how to move their body around.
Parkour, because that's the future.
Didn't like Jerry Rice and guys in the past, like the Lynn Swans of the world, talk about how like dancing,
oh yeah,
and like ballet, I mean, and
boxer
stretching
too. Lomachenko was a dancer.
But
work on that footwork.
Little Ninja Warrior obstacle courses for a little kid. Really get some limber for sports. But my question is, like tonight, I coach kids softball. I coach my daughter's team. Mm-hmm. And then right after that, I have my own softball game. And then I have to be up here tomorrow morning. So I just wonder, does there come a point where you stop doing your own stuff, or yes, is that the death of you?
No, I think that happens by default. I'm not saying it has to happen. I'm not saying these are the rules, but it tends to happen because if
but don't
you have
you
to
lose
sacrifice
yourself,
one, you're not going to sacrifice your kid's stuff.
You're always
what kind of parent does that?
You're always going to put your kid first.
Exactly.
But I'm saying if you're a guy that's active, if you're a guy that's in your past has done CrossFit or Orange Theory or Barry's Boot Camp, you're a guy that lifted, you played high school or college sports, and let's say you try to stay active. You play pickup basketball.
I go to a Gary's Glute Camp.
You know what?
That's my secret. Don't tell anybody.
That's why you have the buns of glory?
That's why I have buns of iron.
So I just ask, you know, if you have any thoughts or advice, you can hit us up at Covino and Rich. I just
how
feel
far
like,
do you go, Rich, before you cancel your event? Like, how late do you got to be to miss your softball game tonight?
You know, let me tell you.
Rich suffers from FOMO. Like, he can't not be involved, you know?
Like, Joel, there's a part of me that's excited and dreading tonight because I have a 9 o'clock softball game. That ends at 10:30 or so. I'll be home at 11, unwind, take a shower. Then I have to wake up at 4 something
yeah,
in the morning for Dan Patrick.
Things start to suffer. And don't think it's not noticeable. It is. Work performance. You're
saying
less
I'm not bringing it?
Are you saying I'm not bringing it? You know what you bring it on? Just pure hyper energy. You know, and that can only take you so far. Other things start to suffer as a result because you're wearing yourself too thin.
You listen to this guy. He said, do we have an intervention on the air?
Yeah.
I need to cry. He's telling me I need to quit softball?
Yeah. I don't want to, you know, deal with you because you're tired because you're up at late at night playing with a bunch of beer guzzling idiots. You know, that gets in the way of things. I know you got to make time for yourself, but something's got to give. There's only so many hours in the day. So,
but that's sort of my point. And again, we could take it off air at Covino and Rich, but if you're a dad who's got kids involved in all types of stuff, do you just jam-pack your schedule, or do you have to start letting go of your stuff? I know you could say, well, you can't put yourself first anymore. You're a dad. But I think you could do it all. You'll just be busy as hell. Like, do you really want to stop golfing or playing pickup hoops? Do you really want to give up what you love? Do I not want to swing a bat anymore because my kids are playing sports?
I mean, do you think
only
my
for
parents,
3 years?
Think my parents wanted to do that? They had 5 kids.
You'll be back in 3 years.
Yeah, then I'll lose my stroke.
It's called sacrifice. Yeah, if you want to be a present parent and do those things, you have to give it up. Or live my life of being a co-parent, because then you get every other week.
Yeah,
to
maybe
do whatever
my
you want.
Parents.
You
know what let do? Me tell you, my parents didn't give it up. I was at all of their events.
You know, yeah.
Bowling alley on Friday night. The softball.
So was I as a kid. You know, I'd be falling asleep at the bowling alley. But as my parents had more kids, that's less time for themselves. That's just the natural progression.
Joel, do you agree that if you're a grown man and you don't bowl over 100, you need to like just retire from life?
Yeah, just say you're playing for fun. Put the bumpers up.
If you can't bowl 100, come on. Come on now.
Bumper pad.
Like, we not going to join our bowling league now that you said that?
I only have one kid. You have 2 kids that are getting more involved in things.
All right, well, your thoughts at Covino and Rich. And coming up next, we are going to play some Shaq Diesel NBA trivia. If you want to win, you want in. 877-99 on Fox. More Covino and Rich next. In for the great Dan Patrick.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our 2-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also uncensored, by the way, so maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after-show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win, but that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
You want to know the stupidest thing? This is when we realized we were getting older. I'll never admit I'm getting old. That's why I use Just for Vatos to dye my hair.
What do you say? Did someone say, you ask if you know how old he is? You know what he says? Grown.
I say none of your business. Now, I knew I was getting a little older when one of our interns was like, my mom was in that video. She was one of the dancers. We're like, what? You remember that?
Your mom?
Yeah, she's like, yeah, she's the girl singing in the video. They're like, what? Get
your mom
out of here.
Slept with Curtis Blow?
Your mom, what?
Fun exactly. Fact about Curtis Blow, the very first rapper to sign a major record deal.
Ah, that's awesome, man. Legend.
That's a good one.
We are live from Mercedes-Benz Studios, Covino and Rich, Steve Covino. Just a kid from Union, New Jersey. Just a kid from Akron. And Rich Davis from Franklin Square, Long Island. We're out here in Los Angeles. We got Danny G. We got Joel. And we got Wakeel O'Neal. Whack Shaq Diesel Trivia. Man, NBA
did,
Trivia.
Did you see him
basketball.
In our blue kitchen?
Yeah, I saw him outside. He was eating cookies.
Two security guards this morning.
Two security guards. So Shaquille O'Neal will be here. And we're giving away prizes if you want to play. 877-99 on Fox. But the question is, before we do that, Rich says, as his kids get more active in the world of sports, does that mean he or we as parents need to give up things that we do actively and that make us who we are?
Or you just, yes. No, I think you're just a maniac with a packed schedule. If your
no
kid
one has the energy that you have. You're an exception. You're the most hyper guy on the planet. If you think that everybody else under the eclipse? You think everybody else who put in a full day of work and then they have to be at the kids' practice and coach Little League and everything else have the energy to still do things on their own? You're out of your mind.
I am shocked.
By that time, you're done.
I am shocked, though, how schools and kids' sports league, they expect parents to be places like in the afternoon. Like, do they think no one works? That's fascinating.
Yeah, it starts with your social life.
That's true.
You know, my parents, I would see people in their wedding album, and I'd be like, who are these people?
Hey, that was my buddy.
I'm like, what happened to that guy? I've never seen him my whole life. Because my parents then shifted their life around their kids.
Yeah, but you think that's healthy always?
I'm just saying, something's got to give, dude. You can't be everywhere all the time. So you could hold on as long as you want, like you're in Wilson Phillips.
Hold on.
For one reference. More day, but something's going to give, and it's either your kid's stuff or yours. And I hate to break it to you, it's going to be yours.
Yeah, but Rich just becomes the manager, the coach.
No.
He just follows it all
in. You know what he does? He becomes the guy who never sleeps, and then he comes in telling me he's tired all the time. Or he's running late because he was taking a nap. Something gives.
All right, well, you know what? It's time to do this Shaq Diesel trivia.
Whenever we say not to name drop, that means we're about to name drop.
I'll name drop.
Oh, my goodness.
Not only are CNR friends with Tyson and Mahomes.
Hey, man.
They're also buddies with the Big Aristotle.
Hey, what's up? It's Big Shaq Diesel, a.k.a. Shaq Fu, a.k.a. Shaq Daddy, a.k.a. the Big Aristotle. Guess what? It's time to win some CNR prizes.
Time for some basketball trivia.
Shaq Diesel basketball trivia.
What he said.
I used to break bad boys, now I'm breaking records for FSR Radio.
Shaq Diesel, basketball trivia.
All right, welcome into a Tuesday with CNR in for the great Dan Patrick.
This is so damn early here.
Our broke Shaq walking into the main studio with security.
Yeah, I'm out of breath. It's a long walk down this hallway.
Hey, Shaq.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, what's up, Joel? How's it going?
Thank you for waking up so early with us.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Shaq, I got to ask, with the NBA playoffs on the horizon.
Hey, brother, wait. You're too hyper for me, man.
Oh, sorry.
You're in the presence of greatness. You know, on the fourth wealthiest man in the NBA. Can you guess the top five?
Ooh, it's a good one. Fourth? So you're fourth.
I'm the fourth.
Obviously Jordan because of the sneaker company and brand and everything.
You got it. He's number one.
Jordan?
Jordan number one.
LeBron?
Jordan number one. He's worth $3.2 billion, but I'm catching up. I'm just out of breath.
It's LeBron on there?
LeBron, yeah. He's top five.
Well, bro, Shaq, you're sounding a little bit like Elvis.
LeBron. It's because I just had coffee. So, number three, LeBron. LeBron is worth $1.2
billion. All right. Magic Johnson?
Magic Johnson, number two, $1.2 billion.
So Magic, LeBron, MJ, you, and who else is in the top five?
Who's in the top five?
Danny G, got any guesses?
Nah.
I just want to brag a little bit. I don't feel like I get enough credit as an entrepreneur.
Kobe's estate? No.
Kobe's number six. Number five is Kevin Durant, KD.
Oh.
Worth $790 million. I'm worth,
some big contracts.
According to Hoops Hype, $805 million. A lot of people don't know I own Brooks Brothers, Reebok, Forever 21, the rights to Marilyn Monroe. Entrepreneur.
All right,
let's go.
It's time for basketball trivia.
Yeah, let's go.
Yeah, okay. Let's meet the contestants. 21-time winner Rich Davis over there.
Yeah.
Newcomer Kevin Wyatt.
Yeah.
First time playing Shaq Diesel Trivia.
Here was a punk.
And looking to win a CNR stainless steel swiggy is Mario in Ontario, California, in Southern California. What's up, Mario?
It's Mario. What's up, bud?
What's going on, boys? What's going on?
USA, what's up to Shaq?
Here was up, Mario.
What's going on, Shaq Diesel?
Here was up.
All right, here are the rules for Shaq Diesel Trivia. The first contestant with two correct answers is the champ. If there's a tie, we have a tiebreaker question. Your name is your buzzer, but you do have to wait until all three possible answers are read. If there's two wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready?
Yeah!
Let's get it on. Right, Here's round one.
All right, let's get this DP party started. How many different teams?
Oh, Dan Patrick. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Dan Patrick. Get your head out the gutter. How many different teams did I play for in my illustrious career? Was it A, five teams, B, six, or C, seven?
Mario.
Mario.
Five. A.
Oh. No. Rich.
No, wrong. Rich for the steal.
I'm going to go C7, Shaq?
No. You're all losers.
I played for every color of the rainbow.
Yeah.
I played for the Magic, the Lakers, Heat, Suns, Cavs, Celtics. Answer six. B.
Son
of a man. All right. Nobody on the board yet. We move to round two.
All right, round two. How many total players and picks did my friend Vince Carter get traded for when the Nets acquired him in 2005? A, 3, B, 4, or C, 5?
Kevin.
Wart.
4.
No.
Ah!
Mario.
Mario for the steal.
3, A.
No.
Yeah, you guys are stupid.
No.
You guys are big dummies. Big dummies. The answer is 5. 3 players, 2 draft picks.
I knew it was
picks.
A big trade.
Yeah, it was. Big, that big. Very big trade.
Very big.
5 total players.
5 total players.
All right. Nobody on the board as we move to round 3.
Bunch of big dummies is right, Jack.
Big dummies. All right. My tall brother, Yao Ming, was the number 1 draft pick in 2002. Who went 2nd overall that year? Was it A, Drew Gooden, B, Jay Williams, or C, Caron Butler?
Kevin.
Mario.
Kev.
Can you repeat those?
Okay.
Sorry.
Yao Ming
the
was
second
number 1.
The second one.
Who went 2nd? Was it
Jay Williams?
B, Drew Gooden, B, Jay Williams, or C, Caron Butler?
He said B.
He said B. He is right.
Yo, Kev.
Jay Williams.
Bulls took the Duke. Point guard 2nd.
All right. Kev is on the board. Good one. Round 4 now.
All right, you know I was a monster on the boards.
Yeah.
Monster on the boards. Who leads the NBA season with the most rebounds? Is it A, Sabonis, B, Anthony Davis, or C, Jokic?
Mario.
Mario.
Jokic, C.
No.
Kevin.
Kev.
Sabonis.
Yeah, Kevin wins.
No, Kev.
Kingstar averages 14 a game. Congratulations.
Yeah, no. Second day in a row, man, Kevin Warrett is the winner.
Somebody give Kevin his own show. Kevin's the man. Kevin, you're the winner.
Mario in Southern California, we thank you for playing today.
All right, thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, guys, I got things to do.
Like what?
I got businesses to run.
Later, Shaq.
How you think I made this lit?
Security.
Bye, Shaq. Thank you, man. Shaq Diesel trivia. Yeah, just keeping the NBA trivia alive.
Wow.
Listen, we're getting closer.
By the way, Kevin's slaying it this week.
I know. Whoa. Getting closer to the NBA
Does
playoffs.
He get a swiggy or what?
Yeah, I was wondering if I get one of those.
You know what? These are a coveted prize.
I think Danny could swing you one.
Shaq's been trying to get one every week.
Did he get one yesterday?
No.
No.
I haven't got anything yet.
I say we got to give Kevin one, man.
All right.
Yeah,
I say he's getting 2.
I'm gonna go to the storage room right now and get you one, Kevin.
Because you know what happens? I'll find it on eBay. I'm like, that Kevin.
Yeah. Hey, he can impress his honey with that. Yeah. Look what I got at work today,
baby. I
don't
want to see one of those on OfferUp. So, yeah, I think he gets one, man.
OfferUp.
Yeah, thank you for playing along. Shaq Diesel Trivia. By the way, I saw him in the hallway, man. Huge. Huge. And
by the way, if you put it on OfferUp, the only thing you're going to get is that still available? And then you write yes, and then they ghost you.
I know, right? By the way, I thought it was kind of cool to hear about Shaquille O'Neal's entrepreneurship, man. I don't think he gets enough credit. I think everybody knows, but I heard Kenny Smith talking about that too recently. Just like, you know, but you don't know how many businesses Shaquille O'Neal's involved in. Papa John's.
Is that Papa Jones?
Yeah, it's a different pizza chain.
I love Papa Jones.
Andy Ann's, Five Guys, 24-Hour Fitness, Krispy Kreme, Lyft, Google, Ring, Vitamin Water. He's involved in so many different things. It's crazy. Reeboks.
It's crazy, man.
It really is. So props to Shaquille O'Neal in the presence of greatness here on the Covino and Rich Show.
Now, listen. I know the playoffs are a different story. The regular season, while important, not the total picture when it comes to the NBA. I'm looking at the current NBA Finals betting odds. And before we get out of here, I want to go over what you think might be the best value bet. Not who you think's going to win the NBA Finals. The value bet. Like, I'll give you one. Right
sure.
now, and then we'll analyze a little bit and take some feedback. The Mavericks are plus 2,400, meaning you bet 100, you win 2,400. And you know what? You never know in a playoff world if Luka and Kyrie are clicking like they have a lot of this season.
Mm-hmm.
Is that impossible?
No.
Is it impossible?
Phoenix Suns have to be up there, right?
Phoenix Suns are plus 2,000.
By the way, have you seen Booker's new sneakers, man? I mean, they're not new, but they look good. I might have to get a pair
of those. So we'll go over some of the favorites and some of those mid-level teams that could go on a run. We'll get to that.
Plus, did you ever get your Trumps?
Do you ever get your...
I'm still waiting in the mail.
The golden ones?
My golden Trumps, yeah.
Your Air Trumpies?
Yeah, my Air Trumpies. Can't
we'll
wait.
Get
because they're priced just right.
Actually, I got a pair on OfferUp.
We'll get all your feedback next. Live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios, Kavino and Rich, and for the great DP.
Be sure to catch the live edition of the Dan Patrick Show weekdays at 9 a.m. Eastern, 6 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com. If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
Takes two, Covino and Rich, to feel the shoes of Dan Patrick and the Danettes. Covino and Rich having fun. We got one more show. It's day two of the Dan Patrick Hat Trick, so we'll be here tomorrow, whether you like it or not. But you love it. Live from the Mercedes-Benz Studios. And the less your business spends, the more margin you keep. NetSuite by Oracle brings accounting, finance, inventory, and HR into one proven platform, helping you reduce costs everywhere. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind flexible financing program. Head to netsuite.com/Patrick right now.
All right. Now, before we get out of here, I do want to talk about the Sacramento A's in a few minutes, but
over-promising.
Is there...
Save it for the bonus podcast.
Is there a long shot...
We don't have time for all this.
Is there a long shot... I wouldn't say long shot, but... A mid-level NBA team. That's a playoff team. Keep in mind, eight teams make it. 10 in each conference if you consider the play-in game. Is there a team that you would say, I like the value on that bet?
Well, I defer to you because you're the gambling fool. Well, I don't know what you think.
I mean, I'll give you some of the odds.
You already threw the Mavericks out there. Well, I suggested the Suns as far as value.
The Boston Celtics are... By far, the odds-on favorites to win the NBA title. They're at plus 170, which I think is an awful value.
They're just way... They're 15 games ahead in Eastern Conference.
But matchups and playoffs could be a different story. But the Celtics are plus 170. Right behind them, your defending champions, the Denver Nuggets, at plus 360. Then you start getting into some territory where it's like, ooh, that might be nice. Like Milwaukee. Can Milwaukee step it up? Because if the Bucks could take care of the Celtics, they're plus 800.
Yeah, you got to be realistic, too.
Giannis and Dame.
The Bucks, yeah, I mean, that's possible. But, like, the further you go down.
Clippers. OKC, Phoenix, Minnesota's plus 2,200. Danny, at any given moment, LeBron, AD, and that crew could play big. They made it to the Western Conference Finals last year, right?
Yeah. I mean, and most recently, LeBron's had kind of a bum ankle, and he's missed some time. And the Lakers have still stayed afloat.
I'll say maybe that's the perfect time for him to get hurt, though, right? Recover a little bit.
Yeah.
Save rest a lot of that
a lot
energy.
Of people always do the wink-wink nod like, yeah, this is a good time for him to rest a little
exactly,
bit.
Exactly, yeah. Come back strong and healthy
plus,
when they need him.
Plus 3,200 for the Lakers? I think that's where it ends.
How about if you look over to the Eastern Conference?
The Knicks?
Rich. Well, I'm looking down at the play-in in the East. How about the Miami Heat?
I would say they're sitting in the eighth spot.
Yeah, they're sitting at number 8.
Always
right
step
now.
Up during the playoffs.
They're coached well.
Yeah.
Coached well.
They had some injured players come back recently.
4,300 plus 4,300. Hey, listen,
as far as value, because you could always see them battling.
Yeah. If you're a gambling man or woman, I think some of these are worth putting a couple bucks on just for the hell of it, for the smell of it, unless you think the NBA Finals is automatic Celtics Nuggets. If you think another team could slip in, because Vegas has it right now that it's pretty automatic.
Well, here's how I gauge it. Where's your money going? We're in Vegas like every other week. We'll be in Vegas for fight weekend. When's the next fight weekend? I'm trying to think. Oh, Munguia Canelo.
Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo weekend. Where, hypothetically, are you putting your money?
I think I'd spread it out a little bit. Because, like I said, $100 wins $3,200 for the Lakers. You could put $20 on five teams just for the heck of it. You could say,
yeah, that's
all
fine.
Right. You
I
could
like
say
that.
Bucks, Clippers, Lakers, Mavericks, Magic. Not Magic. I'm saying Heat. Spread it out a little bit. Could
Magic. I mean, that's not that bad. They're
Magic is
third in the Eastern Conference right now.
Magic they is 18,000.
By the way, you guys, April 16th through the 19th, the 2024 SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament. SoFi.
Eh?
That's what you got to do. You got to see where guys like Rich are putting their money. See how confident they are.
And put it somewhere else?
Yeah.
Your thoughts at Covino and Rich. Now, before we get out of here, baseball, you're a big Yankees fan. I'm a big Mets fan. Danny, you're Dodgers and Yankees. Who's going to get to 10 wins first? Someone could get there today. Both your squads got 9 Ws.
Yankees are playing the Marlins. I'm going with them for sure.
Don't be so sure. The Marlins need to win eventually, right? What are the Marlins right now?
Yeah, and the Dodgers are at the Twins again. The Twins only have 3 wins so far.
Marlins are 1-10. You just watch. They beat the Yankees today.
We'll see.
So, when you look at baseball and you say, man, Oakland, 3-7. Not the worst team in the league. Not good, but yeah, they're not the bottom feeders. But they're a little interim move to Sacramento before Vegas is ready. How do you assess that, and how do you really take that in as a fan?
I think it's a great fit because there's so many A's fans in Sacramento. So now they get a great experience while they're there. Win over some fans before they move to Vegas. I think if you're in Sacramento, you just jump on that and enjoy it. I think you go to as many games as possible while you can. I have friends.
They're playing at a minor league park, so it's a little smaller.
Our buddy AJ is a huge Athletics fan. And he's like, yo, dude, I'm pumped about it. I get a front row seat right there in my neighborhood. That's awesome. Look, it sucks to lose your team, but they're not going that far where you're not going to want to go and visit in Las Vegas.
They're going up the coast and then finding their way to Vegas. I just wonder, if you're in Sacramento.
I think it's a bonus for Sacramento.
Do you look at it as if, my analogy would be, it's like dating someone you know you're not going to marry, but you say to them, you know what? Let's have some fun.
Dude, if this was 1980 something.
Let's get kinky.
I get what you're saying, but today's world, it's such a smaller place. Just because your team moves doesn't mean you can't watch them anymore. Doesn't mean you can't take a weekend trip to Vegas. How many games are you going to anyway?
I mean, Danny, you're a Raiders fan. Did you lose love for the team, whether it was L.A., Oakland, now Vegas? Like, you're still a Raiders fan.
It was such a hardcore West Coast, especially, fan base that the hub of Las Vegas made sense. Now, I do feel bad for the city of Oakland, like the real A's fans in the Bay Area and the East Bay, but Sacramento's a couple hours away.
Don't feel too bad because they stopped going to the games anyway.
Yeah, well, a lot of them have been protesting, even in the parking lot, as you probably read. A lot of it has to do with the A's ownership. You know, the A's ownership and the city of Oakland, some corrupt politicians there that goes back for years now. The fight with the lease and the Coliseum's decrepit. It's a big, long story. I hate to see baseball leave the East Bay, but Sacramento's a great resting place for it. And the fans there, I started my radio career in Stockton, California. Some really good baseball fans in the city of Sacramento and the surrounding area. So I think what we're going to see is Sacramento embrace it to the point where when MLB decides to expand, they'll look at Sacramento again.
They'll take a look. I mean, listen, they rally around the king. Sacramento is the state capital of California. You know, it's one of those, like, oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and it's a larger city than most people realize.
So,
and I think the Athletics gain or solidify, I should say, their Sacramento fan base before they leave, before they move. They'll have their Oakland fans, they'll have their Sacramento fans.
When a team
moves.
And
then people go to visit Vegas anyway.
When a team moves, Covino.
I think you're dipping into three pools now of fans.
I think when a team moves, I think a lot of people are most upset when the team may even change their name, or they regionally move far away. Like when the Rams were like, we're going to St. Louis. That's like West Coast LA to St. Louis.
Do you remember my favorite theory, I should say, on our show was they keep the A's and they keep the logo, but they just change it to aliens.
Las Vegas aliens.
Yeah, the Las Vegas aliens.
Forget athletics.
Same logo, same everything. It's just aliens.
Oh, you don't want to ditch the little elephant in the circus little logo for maybe a little alien.
Put an alien on the elephant. Who cares?
Because of that Vegas kid who'd made the 911 call?
Yeah. Well, there's always, there's always sightings in Vegas.
They have big eyes, 9-10 feet tall.
Exactly. So I don't see it being a bad move to temporarily play in Sacramento, Rich. If anything, I think it's a win.
No, I think it's like a temporary embrace.
That's all. Like
I said, not to always equate it to relationships, but it is sort of like a relationship or a job is not your forever. But you're like, yeah, I'm going to enjoy it.
I live in a house right now. It's not my forever home. While I'm there, I want to enjoy it as much as I can. It's the same approach you're taking with this team.
Yeah. I mean, every girl you've
ever
dated. And
they'll give you reason to visit Vegas.
Yeah. Everyone you date isn't the one you marry, but you can still have fun with them. That's how Sacramento's got to look at this. Hey, we're going to have a team for a couple years. We could go get some good seats. We'll see what the demand is. You can embrace some of these young players and,
If I was a parent, too, I would be, I don't want to say salivating at this opportunity. That's a little overboard, but this is a great time to get your kid involved in the team and check them out. So it's temporary. I get it. But this is you could be setting down the foundation for your family. Go to a few games.
If you're in a city where there's a minor league team and there's a minor league presence, but you've never had that major league MLB, NBA, NFL, and then you're given a team that is in the pros, that's sort of a nice thing for the community, the fans, and everyone. I agree. I think Sacramento is going to embrace it. It is wild to think, though, that it's almost like a presidency. Isn't it 4 years?
Yeah.
So it's like they have like a term there.
And really quick, I do hope that things get righted in Oakland and they finally build a new stadium there and that major sports can come back to that area.
I mean, that'd be nice. I want to thank you guys for hanging out with us again. Day two of the Dan Patrick Hat Trick. Shout out to Justin and Cincy, Joey D. Lorme, Len Chesmore, Belly Hoonfeld, everybody hitting us up on social media, Jason Thompson, Mark Thompson, Nick Aoti.
Are they the Thompson twins?
Mark Osofsky. All right, Hamilton, lots of people on social media. Get to all your feedback at Covino and Rich. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow to complete the hat trick. Until then, everything, like you said, at Covino and Rich. Thank you, Dan Patrick. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Have a great week.
Goodbye, guys.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.